after a couple of attempts at a three. Raiders never gave up here. And it'll go against Joshua Lundgren, his first team foul. And it's Drew Wolfel to the free throw line. So Wolfel's free throw and left it short. Ollie with the rebound. Raiders a 2-0 lead here, opening minute from Auburndale. All right, Blake Rabb will bring it down court. Rabb. Inside to Owie. He'll get a turnaround jumper in the lane. Off the iron, no good. Rebound by the Raiders. Back to Owie again. He will throw it into the near corner. Nothing there. That's Rabb. He'll come back out high to Lundgren. Lundgren looks to penetrate. Nothing there. Gives it off to Weinfutter. Weinfutter hit the big three at the end to give him the lead before the free throw exchange. Down the lane. Little step move there. It's Joshua Lundgren. With the bucket, we're even at two. 16:20 to go here, first half. Bracewell hustling ahead. He'll leave it back to Landon Snyder. Now top of the key, Wolfel. They swing it far side to Thurs. Into the corner to Cody Radke. Radke trying to shake loose from a defender but can't. Now far corner, open three. Wolfel down the baseline, draws contact, lays it up. No good. Got his own rebound and a putback. That's no good. Owie with back-to-back blocks on Drew Wolfel. And Auburndale back the other way. Extremely tight defense inside here by Auburndale so far. Just a tick under 16 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Auburndale with the basketball. Lundgren on the dribble. And he's got nothing doing. Lundgren now gives it to Owie, top of the key. Owie, a notable size advantage here on Drew Wolfel. We'll see how that transpires throughout the night. Keegan Empey with it for the first time. Spun around here, almost turned it over. Now gets it to Lundgren. Lundgren on the dribble. And we'll hand it back off here to Empey. Empey looks to drive, cut off, gives up his dribble, far side. Little shuffle move now. Long range three from the far side is good. Joshua Lundgren has all five of the Auburndale points. 3-point lead for the Eagles at 5-2. 15:10 to go here in the first half. Top of the key, Cody Radke for the Red Raiders. Radke dribbles it around, gives it up. Now to Landon Snyder near side. Top of the key it goes. And it is Bracewell with it now. Top of the key shot. That's blocked, but Wolfel gets it back. Dishes far corner. Bracewell a three. That clanks out. No good. Raiders a cold start shooting here. And it is in the lane. Swatted away. A whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Drew Wolfel of the Red Raiders as you go. You look at these two teams as far as the rivalry goes here. Of course, what was it? The 2008 season is when they both basically came into the Merrillwood South. Marathon leading the series 24-18, but 3-4 in the WIA tournament. 0-3 in the regional, 3-1 in sectional play against Auburndale. All right, Weinfurter, top of the key, swings it over. This is Aiden Rabb, who's checked into the lineup here. Rabb holds it. Nothing to do. Now gives it to Blake Rabb. Rabb on the dribble to the right side. Lundgren thought about a long-range three. Now he'll drive in. Spin move. Goes baseline. Gives it up. Ducks under. His shot's blocked from behind. Good defense there by the Raiders as they outweighted it and plucked it away. Now Thurs loses the basketball and back the other way. Easy layup. Blake Rabb. Bucket for the Eagles, who have a 5-point lead here. 7-2 with 14:10 to go first half. All right, here is Marathon. They'll go inside Bracewell. Triple team, left it short. Battling, Owie gets the rebound. Boy, Garrett did the right thing to get in, but went up with the left hand, left it short. Now Thurs and Blake Rabb collide. They'll say no foul there, and it is Auburndale basketball. A 7-2 lead here early on. Owie trying to get inside, nothing there. Boy, Drew Wolfel in his face here. Tipped it loose, goes out of bounds, saved back in by the Raiders. Raiders force a turnover. Back the other way they come. Snyder in. Spinning move. He traveled to the basketball. Nope, we're going to get a foul on the floor. I don't think the Auburndale folks are happy with this, but Landon Snyder's spinning move in there. Foul goes against Peyton Weinfurter. His first, second team foul. And 13:31 to go in the first half. Marathon with the basketball trailing 7-2. Raiders just 1 of 7 shooting here to start things off. Logan Peters is checked in here. Peters with the basketball. If you're with us for our pregame show, he hit 7 out of 8 shots. His first 6, the ball never hit the rim. Pure shooting for the sophomore Logan Peters, who has checked in here. Inside they go. Wolfel in, blocked from behind by Owie, and he's fouled. Boy, Drew Wolfel really working hard to get to the bucket. Thomas Owie with the foul, his first, third team foul against the Eagles. And it is Drew Wolfel to the free throw line for the Red Raiders to shoot a pair. 13-17 to go, first half. First one is good. All 3 points for Drew Wolfel. 14 points last night. Raiders really firmly kept things in control last night against Phillips. And second one is in. No, they're going to say it. Yeah, lane violation against the Raiders. So they will wipe out the made for second free throw. And with the lane violation, it'll be Auburndale basketball. 13:15 to go, first half. Auburndale is 7-3 lead. Weinfurter across half court. Looks to accelerate far side to Aiden Rabb. Lundgren now. Boy, he's looking to shoot anytime. Now Weinfurter, top of the key for three. Off the rim, no good. Raiders battling for the rebound. And that's no good. And they'll look back inside instead. Come back out to Aiden Rabb. Rabb behind the back dribble. Tries to shake loose Logan Peters. Gives up his dribble. He's in trouble now. Gets it to Owie. They'll go top of the key. Weinfurter. Peyton Weinfurter on the dribble. Weinfurter spinning around. And Auburndale a 4-point lead. Kind of the game last night against Colby. 4-5 point lead. Both teams all the way till down the stretch. And beautiful pass inside. And Joshua Lundgren. He's got 7 of the 9 Auburndale points here. 6-point lead. 9-3. Here comes True Thurs in, gives up the dribble, leads it back out, mishandling it for a minute, in, driving is Stanicky, lays it up and in. River Stanicky, who's checked in here. So Stanicky with the bucket, cuts it to 4, it's 9-5, coming up on 12 minutes to go, first half. What an environment here from Auburndale. Both student sections getting into it. Good crowd on hand, and what do we have? I think we're going to get a foul inside. And I think Drew Wolfel just picked up his second foul, getting hung up in the wash. Second personal, second team foul. So he is going to take a seat here as Landon Snyder checking back in. So Stanicky in. Stanicky, Thurs, Snyder, Logan Peters, and Ian Shuda has checked in as well for the Red Raiders here. So bench minutes early here. Thomas Owie with it, baseline. He'll push off and spin move inside. What do you have? Travel to the basketball. Second turnover of the game against Auburndale. 9-5 is the Auburndale lead, 11:46 to go in the first half. Full court pressure now shown here by Auburndale. And ahead we go. All right, Raiders. Some bench minutes here, back-to-back nights. Now Thurs coming down, he's bumped. Got it loose to Stanicky. Stanicky around, Ian Shuda, open three, got it. Ian Shuda hits a big three for the Red Raiders. Pulls him within 9-8, 11:20 to go, first half. Shuda hit a couple last night as well. Here's Blake Rabb across half court to Lundgren. Lundgren to Rabb near side. Fronted by Logan Peters in the near corner. Rabb looking to dribble. They'll switch. Stanicky on him now inside. Peters bounced around. Owie left it short. They crash the boards hard. Owie put back. No good. And a third crack for it. Off of Auburndale. It'll go to Marathon. Well, Thomas Owie in the hoop, near the hoop, had a ton of chances. It's knocked out of bounds. Eventually, it'll go to Marathon. So substitutions here now. Keegan Empey back in. And it's also Jackson Gruby in for Auburndale. For the Raiders, it will be Sawyer Barron's checking in here. So River Stanicky, a nice bucket. Raiders looking to take their first lead. I should say they scored the first points of the game, looking to get the lead again. It's 9-8 down the lane, and traveling call here as Landon Snyder got bumped. I think he was looking for a foul, but whistled for the traveling violation. 10:53 to go, first half. 9-8 Auburndale. Weinfurter will walk it across half court into the far corner. Almost mishandled there by Keegan Empey. He'll gather it back in, hand it off to Lundgren. Lundgren looks to drive. Double team cuts him off. They'll go far corner. Tried a little give and go. Lundgren now open three from the far side. That's off the iron. No good. And the rebound inside the true thirds. So Lundgren coming in, averaging 8.2 points per game. He's got seven so far. Boy, Auburndale really bringing it offensively, and a nice tip inside. True Thurs tried to set him up, a nifty little pass, but he was bumped around and couldn't get square position to catch the pass. Now Blake Rabb going baseline. He'll hoist one up. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound underneath by Jackson Gruby, and we'll get a jump ball possession, and that will go to Auburndale. Boy, I tell you what, things are physical underneath, and both teams playing hard defense here and hitting the glass hard. And it'll be Auburndale inbounding underneath their own bucket to the near corner, Empey. Empey lobs it for Weinfurter. Had to chase it down before it got across half court. Just under 10 minutes to go, first half, 9-8, the Auburndale lead in this regional final. Weinfurter sweeping around with it to Lundgren. Near side, dribbles toward the top of the key. Now free throw line, reverses direction, gives it up. Beautiful little cut to the bucket, laid it up and in. Backdoor cut by Peyton Weinfurter, executed perfectly by the Eagles. They now have a three-point lead over Marathon, 11-8, with 9.5 minutes to go in the first half. Raiders with True Thurs with it behind the arc, far side. Thurs, top of the key. Now hands it off here. This is Ian Shuda. Shuda now to Sawyer Behrens. Behrens back, top of the key. They'll reset now near side. Snyder, open three off the rim, no good. And all kinds of contact here. It'll go to Auburndale. Boy, Landon Snyder had a good look from three. Couldn't finish it. 9:04 to go. It'll be Auburndale basketball and the Eagles with a three-point lead. All right, they'll set things up here. Seven for Josh Lundgren. Three for Drew Wolfel and Ian Shuda to pace the scorers so far. All right, far corner it goes. Peyton Weinfurter on the dribble to Joshua Lundgren. Lundgren goes inside Aoi. Aoi deed up there. Aoi moving around, coming toward the hoop, in good. For his first bucket of the night, 13-8 is the Auburndale lead. They will stretch the defense here a little bit. Now they'll pack it back in as Thurs across half court. Logan Peters setting up shop inside here, banging around. Now flings outside. He'll go to Wolfel, inside baseline to Sawyer Behrens. Skips it back near side. Head fake by Bracewell. Double teamed, and the ball ripped away, and a jump ball. So jump ball possession will stay with Marathon. As, boy, Blake Rabb just simply grabbed the basketball. And forced the tie-up. Raiders Peters will inbound, lobs it in. They cough it up. But Garrett Bracewell, a good job to tip it loose and regain possession for the Red Raiders. Coming up on 8 minutes to go. Logan Peters, a wide-open three off the front of the rim. No good. One and done for the Raiders. They trail by five, just under 8 minutes to go, first half. Weinfurter, a deep three from the far side, is nowhere near close. And it's Cody Radke with the rebound ahead to True Thurs down the lane. Free throw line up, no good. What do we have? I'm going to say Thurs got bumped. Oh, that's an interesting. Looks like Thurs pushed off of the arm, but... So I think they're going to say Blake Rabb with the foul, his first, fourth team foul. Marathon takes a timeout. It's a Marathon Part City timeout. 7:46 to go here, first half on 98.9 WXCO.
At People's State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with People's, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely People's approach that's always paying dividends. And a pretty good reason to make our community yours, too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, back here. here in Auburndale. 7:46 to go, first half. Marathon, a 30-second timeout here, trailing 13-8. They will inbound the basketball. Four team fouls to two so far. And two Thurs will inbound in the hands of Garrett Bracewell. Thurs posting up inside. Him and Rab are really tying up here. And Rab looking at the referee. As now Thurs trying to go baseline. Nothing there. Stanicky has checked in. Now far side, Ian Shuda with it. He'll go top of the key. Bracewell. Far side, Cody Radke. Little head fake. He's trying to get in. Bumped. Had it knocked away. Able to get it back. He's tied up here. He's in trouble. Gets rid of it. Stanicky coming in. Elevates. He's hammered. But it goes to Radke. Top of the key. Three is good. Ian Shuda with his second three of the game. And the Raiders pull within two at 13-11. Raiders doing a great job of not getting frustrated here. It is tough going. Second and third chances here might be the difference in this. 6:55 to go. Auburndale with the basketball and a 13-11 lead. Peyton Weinfurter, left-handed dribble, races to the near side, hands it off to Aiden Rab. Rab to Lundgren, far side, had a space, didn't shoot, brings it around, hands it back off to Weinfurter once again. Weinfurter around and tries to come in the lane, and Weinfurter with a shot up no good, and the Raiders get the rebound. Bracewell back the other way, comes in, knocked away from behind, it goes out of bounds. And Blake Rab arguing off the knee of one of the Raiders, but nothing doing. So Raider basketball here with 6:31 to go in the first half. Stanicky with it to two Thurs. Oh, every inch getting contested. Here's another three is good. It's Ian Shuda, three for three from deep, and the Raiders have the lead, 14-13, with 6:15 to go in the first half. Hot shooting, Ian Shuda. He's hit one from each side in the top of the key here. As the Red Raiders doing a nice job here. And here's Peyton Weinfurter dribbling around. And inside they go, and we'll get a foul coming through the middle. Let's see. Two Thurs will get his first. And the third team foul against the Red Raiders here. 5:57 to go, first half. 14-13, Marathon in the lead. Inbounds it to Aoi. Didn't get it cleanly. Puts a wild shot up. That's no good. Raiders back the other way. Thurs thought about posting up. Instead, they'll swing it around. Now down the lane. In. Shot up is good. Ian Shuda again. Ian Shuda for the Red Raiders. 5:35 to go. And here's Auburndale with the basketball. And what do we have? A holding foul inside. And let's see who this goes against. I think it's Garrett Bracewell. Nope, River Stanicky will get it. His first, fourth team foul against the Raiders. 16-13 Marathon. 5:21 to go, first half. Auburndale inbounding underneath their own bucket here. Thomas Aoi into the near corner. Rab for three is an air ball over the rim. Raiders at the rebound, trying to keep the spark going. Ian Shuda with it, dribbling now. Shuda coming around near side, and it's Logan Peters with the basketball. Peters to Stanicky, top of the key, far side. Snyder at three, off the rim, no good. They'll crash the rebound here, and Auburndale with it. Under five to go, first half. Marathon with a three-point lead. All right, Lundgren with it now, and Lundgren standing around, comes out, long-range three, near side, no good, and the Raiders with the rebound again. Now down the lane, Peters is hammered and a foul, and it's good. Oh, Logan Peters got in, and Thomas Aoi couldn't put the brakes on in time. And the bucket is good. So Logan Peters with the hoop. And let's see, Thomas Aoi with his second. That is the 15th foul against the Eagles. And the Raiders now a 5-point lead here. as Logan Peters to the free throw line. Thomas Howie will take a seat on the bench with his second foul. Peters' free throw rattles out, no good. So, Auburndale, 4.5 to go. Blake Rabb from way downtown, no good. Lundgren able to get the rebound, and he'll restore it again. Lundgren dribbling. Lundgren gives it up. And it's Lundgren. Hands it off to Blake Rabb now. Rabb cutting to the far corner. Rabb trying to get to the hoop. Hassel from behind. Shot off the rim. No good. And a foul. Fouls before the shot, they'll say. Logan Peters, his first. 15 foul for the Raiders. All right, Marathon with the basketball, and here's Peyton Weinfurst, excuse me, Auburndale with the basketball. Trailing Marathon by 5 as we tick under 4 minutes to go in the first half. Top of the key is Keegan Empey. Empey to Blake Rabb. Rabb bounce pass underneath as a beauty and hammered inside is Jackson Gruby, but that's foul you'll take, or it's an easy layup here for Auburndale. So River Stanicky with the foul. 16 foul. And to the free throw line is Jackson Gruby. And he will shoot a pair. First one is good. See, they only have 8 points up on the board here for Ian Shuda. I'm going to wonder if they're going to say one of his threes is a two. We'll check that out the half here. But first free throw, good. Cuts the lead to 4. Second free throw by Gruby on the way. Rattles out, no good. Truthers with a rebound. 3:45 to go first half. Marathon has built a 4-point lead. They've hit a couple of big threes. Truthers, spin move, lost the handle, knocked to the floor, turned it over. And fourth turnover of the half against the Raiders. Suffocating defense here as Lundgren down the lane, and now a push inside. So, Logan Peters with his second, 17 fouls. So Auburndale in the bonus here for the remainder of the half. Josh Lundgren to the free throw line. First one is good. So 8 points for Lundgren now. .329 to go first half, 18-15 Marathon. Auburndale came out flying a bit, and the Raiders kind of weathered the storm here. Second one is no good, and a rebound by Truthers. He will push it up quickly, far corner, wide open, 3 again, off the rim, no good. Rebound battled for here by Cody Radke, and he's hammered from behind. Well, Ian Shuda, and a jump ball, actually, they're going to say, and it'll go to Auburndale. So, Blake Rabb will inbound here, 3:21 to go. And Lundgren will sneak the ball across half court and set up the offense for the Eagles. He's going to get in. Double team comes. Nothing there. Leaves it back to Empey. Keegan Empey. Cut in. Almost turned it over. Winefooter now looking to cut. Leaves it around near side. And we're going to get a hand check foul here. And boy, both coaches are really, I think, less than thrilled with. So it is Landon Snyder's first. 8th team foul. And that will send Josh Lundgren to the line. And he misses it. Bracewell up to get the rebound. And one of the Eagles goes down hard. Here's Snyder. Wide open. 3. Got it. Landon Snyder with a bucket. There's an injured Eagle down to the far side, which is Keegan Empey. And the training staff will come out to tend to him. We're going to get a timeout here, an official's timeout due to the injury. We'll take one as well. 2:51 to go. 21-15 is the Marathon lead here on 98.9 WXCN.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com. At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
All right, back here in Auburndale, the timeout brought to you by Marathon Parts City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon. All right, Keegan Empey walked off under his own power, kind of got undercut, and I don't know if he hit his head on the floor. It kind of looks like they're checking him for a concussion, so he'll sub out here. Here is Aiden Rabb trying to get down, dishes near corner. Now Lundgren near side for three, and that's good. Joshua Lundgren, his second three. Three-point game here. Marathon, the basketball in the lead, 21-18 with 2:20 to go in the first half. Garrett Bracewell with the basketball for the Raiders. Top of the key to Cody Radke. Inside Bracewell, lost the handle on it, turned it over. Oh, he had room for an easy layup. Fifth turnover of the half against the Red Raiders. 2:13 to go here in the first half. Marathon with some good outside shooting here has built a three-point lead and off to a good start here. All right, on the dribble, here's Blake Rabb trying to get inside, stripped away for a minute, got it back now inside, stripped away by Thurs. Turnover force back the other way, ahead, easy layup, Cody Radke. Raiders defense leading to offense, the lead back to 5, 23-18 with a minute 45 to go in the first half. Weinfetter will slow it down. And hands it off to Aiden Rabb. Rabb, near side, now gives it up to Blake Rabb. Under a minute and a half to go. Rabb driving in. Looks to elevate for a shot. Has nothing there. Comes top of the key to Lundgren. Lundgren on the dribble, far side. Hands it back to Rabb from way downtown. That is well short. And the Raiders with a rebound ahead. Snyder with it again. Landon Snyder, top of the key. Thurs has a seam in, and he's fouled on the way in. Boy, Chew Thurs, a good hustle to see a little spot there. And let's see. It's Blake Rabb with his second. Six-team foul. A minute 8 to go in the half. Marathon, a 23-18 lead. All right, they'll inbound, top of the key, Bracewell. This is Sawyer Behrens who's in. Now Thurs, double team, around, up, off the glass, no good. His own putback is no good, and boy, a big pile up here is, boy, Chew Thurs pounding inside, had a couple of cracks at it, but it's Auburndale with the rebound. All right, top of the key, this is Aiden Rabb bouncing off. Well, there is all kinds of contact on both sides here. And now Blake Rabb with it. 38 seconds to go in the half. Rabb, scoop over to the near side into the corner. And it's Aiden Rabb on the dribble. Now to Blake Rabb, near side. Rabb. And he'll dribble some time off and hand it off to Lundgren. Lundgren will hold it. Looks like Auburndale's going to hold for the final shot of the half. 23-18, Marathon with the lead. And it's Lundgren with 10. He'll wire it, gets it, top of the key, Weinfurter. Back far side, Lundgren, a long-range three is good. Lundgren drills the three. Raiders get a hoist by Snyder at the buzzer, no good. We've got a two-point game here at the half, and it was what has been a thriller. 23-21, Marathon with the lead. here at the half from Auburndale in this WIA regional final. We'll take a break, come back with our halftime, get you the stats and more coming up here on 98.9 WIA.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Back here in Auburndale, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WIA, 23-21 Marathon with the lead of Fiery. First half here between two teams in the regional. And a reminder as we get to the back, NFL wants you to know he's just looking to come this week at your Marathon school. If you win tonight, take on Stratford early at Wallace on Thursday. So it will be Saturday at Stash. Underwood taking on O'Connell. Bulletin on Southern Door on the other side of the bracket there. After that, until Tuesday, March 18th, girls track at DC Ducks at 3:45. March 21st, girls track at the UWSBA invited 4, and Saturday, the 22nd, boys track at the UWSBA invited at 10 a.m. Marathon Athletic Food Plus for Marathon student athletes and their activities. For more information, check out Marathon Athletic Hub on Facebook. They also bring us a look at your halftime statistics. Auburndale, 5 of 13 from 2-point range, 3 of 10 from 5 of 13 from 2-point range, 3 of 10 from 3-point range. That's a combined 18 out of 23, 34.7%, 2 of 3 in the free throw line, and committed 3 turnovers. 14 for Joshua Lundgren, 2 each for Peyton Weinfurter, Blake Rabb, and for Thomas Howie, and a free throw for Jackson Gruby. Is 21 points for Auburndale here in the first half. For Marathon, 5 of 11 from 2-point range, 4 of 13 from 3-point range, So that's 9 of 24, 37.5%. 7.5% shooting. 1 of 3 from the free throw line and committed 5 turnovers. Scoring wise, 11 for Ian Shuda, 3 for 3 from downtown there. Other than that, 3 each for Drew Wolfel and Landon Snyder, 2 each for Ver Stanicky, for Cody Radke, and for Logan Peters. Foul wise, Wolfel and River Sticky and Logan Peters all with 2 fouls, and it is Blake Rabb and Thomas Owie each with 2 fouls for Auburndale as well. But boy, great defense being played by both these teams, and some timely shooting here, and everybody battling for each and inch as we head out into what should be a pretty cool second half here. So we are looking forward to that. We'll take another break. When we come back, second half action coming up. Marathon at the half, leading Auburndale 23-21 here on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials
Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Parts City!
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Parts City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City!
At People's State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with People's, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely People's approach that's always paying dividends, and a pretty good reason to make our community yours too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are 4 reasons to see Four Seasons Screen Printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number 4 to see Four Seasons Screen Printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons Screen Printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
right, back here in Auburndale, Marathon will have the basketball to begin the second half. And a 23-21 lead in this regional final. Again, the winner gets either Stratford or Hurley on Thursday in a game at Wausau West. All right, here's Marathon with the basketball. Top of the key, Garrett Bracewell. Bracewell, near side for Wolfel. Inside they go, and contact on Cody Radke. And a tie-up underneath. I believe a foul's going to go here against Keegan Empey. Bad news is foul. Good news, Keegan Empey back in the lineup, as he went down hard in that first half. So Red Raiders will inbound. Off the inbound, it's tipped loose, and the Raiders turn it over. All right, near corner, Empey with it. Empey, D'd up by Radke, top of the Lundgren, leading all scorers with 14. Inside they go, Awi. Back, Lundgren has an open three. Oh, went halfway down, came back out. Rab hustling, and I think this is going to be a tough luck foul on Landon Snyder. Boy, Lundgren has the gun loaded at all times, that is for sure. So Landon Snyder will get his second personal. Stratford, a big lead over Hurley, 34-18. So we'll keep an eye on that game. Down the lane, dishing Empey up off the front of the rim and good. Keegan Empey, his first points of the game. We're even at 23, 17:05 to go. Top of the key, Bracewell. Not a true Thurs. Raiders look to work the offense. Thurs dribbles it into the feet of Rab, but then a great job to get down and poke it as Rab tried to bring it up off the ground and go back the other way. Thurs got a hand on it and stopped it dead. Bracewell in the lane, up off the glass and good. Tough shot by Garrett Bracewell. Raiders back on top, 25-23. All right, far side. Here's Weinfurter with an air ball. He's on the line. Are we going to get a foul? Weinfurter took the three, and boy, I think it was Garrett Bracewell tried to save it back in. If he just lets it go out, it's Raider basketball, unless he thought he touched it trying to get it on the way after Weinfurter missed badly from the far side. All right, they will inbound it. Owie in the backcourt. Between the circles, holds on. They'll look inside now. They'll reset near corner. Weinfurter goes to Awi. Good job to gather it in. He'll lay it up and in. Thomas Awi, his second bucket of the night. 16:05 to go. We're tied at 25. Cody Radke in the near corner to Landon Snyder. Snyder, top of the key. Wide open Radke three off the rim. No good. And a rebound elevated and off the hands of Wolfel. And it goes to Auburndale. Here's Lundgren, walks it across half court, left-handed dribble, hands it off to Empey. Empey dishes around, Radke picks him up. Empey, a tough shot up, left it short, and Cody Radke with a good rebound. Now the Raiders back the other way. Snyder pushes it up. Snyder now between the circles will reset for the Raiders. Inside they go, Wolfel elevates off the back iron, that's no good. Battling for the rebound, back up is good, and a foul. Oh, Drew Wolfel just hammering and a technical foul. What do we have here? The basket is good. So Thomas Awi with his third personal. And a technical foul somewhere. So let's see. So the bucket by Wolfel is good. So Wolfel with a technical as well. So Wolfel will finish the three-point shot here. And he misses it. So now Auburndale will shoot the technical. And we'll see here. So now I think it's Blake Rabb will shoot the technical. So, but of note, the technical counts as a personal foul. Also, Drew Wolfel with three. So Rabb will shoot the technical, and then Auburndale will get the basketball. Makes the first. Mark this one down here, folks, because Auburndale, after Wolfel, as he makes them both, Wolfel had a chance to complete a three-point play, whistle for the technical, misses the free throw, and then the two free throws plus possession. So we're tied at 27, 15:25 to go. All right, here's Peyton Weinfutter with the basketball now. Raiders in, Rabb up, shot good, and a foul.
Oh my goodness.
Blake Rabb somehow gets to the hoop and then is knocked to the floor. So Stanicky with the foul, his third. And it's now a two-point lead for Auburndale, and Rabb back to the free throw line again. Boy, momentum definitely swinging to the Eagles here. And the Raiders have hardly had the ball. So free throw on the way is good. It's now a three-point lead, 30-27. And it's Garrett Bracewell with the basketball. Top of the key, Ian Shuda. Near side, Thur is down, knocked down, and it goes out of bounds. And it'll go back to Auburndale. The Raiders got to just pump the brakes a little bit here. 14:57 to go, trail by three. And the Raiders have never beaten Auburndale in the regional. 0-3, 3-1 in sectional play. Near corner, Lundgren was open for a minute, passed it up. Rabb trying to get to the hoop. Rabb behind the arc, far side, gets around Thurs, bangs in there, traveled to the basketball, but got rid of it, they'll say. Lundgren with it. Lundgren now hands it off. Long range three, that's off the iron, no good. Raiders can't get the rebound. Boy, Lundgren hoisted that one from well back. Now the near side, another one, and they'll still pound the rebound, and another rebound. Now, Weinfutter thought about a three. Lundgren, three, top of the key. He hits it. And let's see if Adam Jacobson might get a timeout here. Trailing by six. Nope, he says play on. Shuda, far corner. And it goes inside to two thirds. Top of the key, Bracewell. Near side, Stanicky looks. They'll snap it back, far side. Thought about a spot up three. Instead, they go baseline into the hands of Bracewell. That's Ian Shuda setting up shop in the far side. The Auburndale crowd really getting to it. They go inside. Reverse layup is blocked, and it's blocked out of bounds. They got it to Bracewell underneath. He tried a one-handed reverse layup, and it was blocked out of bounds. All right, Wolfel back in with the three fouls. 17 for Joshua Lundgren right now for Auburndale. Eagles lead at 33-27 with 13:40 to go. All right, they'll inbound it. Here's Shuda to River Stanicky. Lobs it inside. Thurs double team down in a knee, and he traveled. He was bumped, kind of lost the handle on things, and gave up possession. Third turnover of the half here against the Raiders, who now trail by six. Rabb, top of the key, Lund, another three, that rattles in. Oh man, it looked like it was gonna come out. Hits it again, it's a 9-point game and a timeout taken by Marathon. 13:15 to go, it's a 9-point lead for Auburndale. here on 98.9 WXCO.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Hi, back here in Auburndale, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO. You can kind of say the Raiders losing the cool a little bit here. Since the technical foul, it's been a run by Auburndale, who has a 9-point lead, 36-27. And they are feeling it. All right, Ian Shuda now in there to Drew Wolfel. Wolfel top of the key. Logan Peters in there now. Peters to Thurs. Inside Wolfel. Double post up. Swings it around. Near corner, Snyder. Open three. Got it. Landon Snyder, a big hoop. That's only the sixth bucket attempted by the Raiders here in the second half. It's a big one with a three. For Snyder, 6-12-40 to go. Raider lead. I should say Raider deficit is now six. Ungrid on the dribble behind the arc, far side. Hands it off to Peyton Weinfurter. Weinfurter. Near corner, Lundgren. Another 0-3. Left it off the rim short. Rebound to the Raiders. Logan Peters dribbles out of trouble. Ahead to Landon Snyder. Going to try to answer here for the Raiders. Top of the key to True Thurs. Thurs near corner to Wolfel. Wolfel looks inside instead. Top of the key, Shuda. Snyder coming around. Wolfel open three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound inside. And a putback is up. Good. And a foul. True Thurs took a shot. Got the rebound. And the putback is good. That's True Thurs' first bucket of the game. And he will head to the free throw line. Second personal against Peyton Weinfurter. Second team foul, or third, excuse me. So True Thurs will try to cut it to a one possession game here with 11:57 to go. All right, Thurs on the way, rattles off, no good, but Wolfel to the rebound. Top of the key, Ian Shuda. Raiders trail by four, but have the basketball. Far side, Thurs, quick move to Shuda. Inside they go, Thurs, one dribble off the glass, down and a foul. What? Oh, they're saying a foul before the shot. So Peyton Weinfurter whistled for his third. Great ball movement by the Raiders to get it underneath. And they'll say the bump came before. So third foul on Weinfurter coming in. All right, Landon Snyder. Raiders trail by four. On the dribble, hands it off to Ian Shuda. Shuda, top of the key to Cody Radke. Snyder, baseline, leaves it back. Thurs, open three, near side. That misses badly. But the Raiders get the rebound. Another three, near side is good. Ian Shuda drills another three. The Raiders within one, 36-35 with 11:15 to go. And now we'll get a timeout here taken by Auburndale. 11:14 to go, a Marathon Park City timeout on 98.9 WXCO.
Park City.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Park City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Park City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City.
just like that, the Raiders flex their muscle here and have cut a 9-point deficit to one. 36-35 with 11:10 to go. Regional final. The Raiders looking for their 20th regional championship overall. Rabb throws it away out of bounds. Oh, near side. He got crossed up with Lundgren on the near side. And it went out of bounds. Snyder will inbound here to Drew Wolfel. 11 minutes to go. Raiders can take the lead here. Marathon led by two at the half, 23-21. Landon Snyder, far side. Drew Wolfel poking around. Now gets it behind the arc, far side. Wolfel, ball above his head, comes top of the key to Radke. Near side to Truthers. Back to Cody Radke. Radke, as they swing the perimeter, shoot it to Landon Snyder on the far side. Snyder, top of the key, Wolfel. Man-to-man defense here. Shuda had an open three. Now far corner, Thurs. Thurs goes inside baseline. Wolfel, double team, elevates, over-executed. But able to get his own rebound. And Marathon with it on side. Cody Radke, layup good. Cody Radke found himself wide open under the bucket. Marathon has the lead, 37-36, with 10:10 to go. Blake Rabb. Trying to drive, gets cut off, leaves it to Lundgren. Far side, down the lane he goes. He'll elevate a shot and left it short. Raiders will get the rebound. Marathon, Snyder pushes it ahead. Ian Shuda, all kinds of speed. Wolfel, wide open three, halfway down. Put back Snyder, no good, but a foul underneath. And what is the call? I'm going to call Landon Snyder with a foul underneath. So his third, and that's the fourth team foul. So Wolfel, Snyder, River Stanicky with three. Peyton Weinfurter, Thomas Owie with three. And Owie's been on the bench for a while, and now back in. Far side, Lundgren, another three. That's no good, but taking away the rebound. They battle for it, pile up here. And it's out of bounds. It'll go to Marathon. So, what do we have? Man, originally they pointed Marathon, but they'll say off Marathon, so Auburndale basketball. All right. So, Auburndale will inbound here. Logan Peters checking in here for the Red Raiders. Off the inbound, Marathon, a 37-36 lead, a three from the far side, Blake Rabb hits it. He's got 10. And it's Auburndale back up. Peters a three that almost goes, but rims out, rebound to Auburndale. 9 minutes to go, 39-37 is the Auburndale lead. Lundgren trying to shake Cody Radke loose, couldn't. Aiden Rabb open, a one-hander. That's no good, and Peters, good job to get the rebound. Peters ahead to Ian Shuda. Far corner, Cody Radke. Radke, a spin move, double team comes, gets it free. Back to Shuda, he'll spin, and leaves it back out high to Chew Thurs. Far side, Peters, they go baseline inside Radke. Radke coming up, shot blocked, came right back to him. Couldn't get the handle on it and knocked away. It looked like contact on the arm, but no call. 8.5 to go. Raiders trail by two. Auburndale with the basketball. All right, here's Lundgren. Top of the key, Weinfurter. Far corner. Rabb inside. Owie turn around. He traveled to the basketball. Boy, just flat out took an extra step and turned it over. So 8:16 to go. Marathon down by two. 14 for Ian Shuda for the Red Raiders. 20 for Josh Lundgren leads Auburndale. Four team fouls apiece. The possession arrow is in favor of Auburndale. But Marathon with the basketball. Top of the key, Shuda. Oh, off the back iron, no good. Had another good look at it. Auburndale with the rebound. Here's Lundgren. Hands it off to Blake Rabb. Rabb inside Owie. Owie, now beautiful cut in and a pile up here in the near corner. Out of bounds it goes. And it'll stay with Auburndale. So we'll get a substitution here. As, let's see here, Garrett Bracewell in the lineup for Logan Peters. So it's Thurs, Snyder, Bracewell, Ian Shuda, Drew Wolfel out there right now for the Red Raiders. 7:50 to go, Auburndale with a basketball and a 39-37 lead. Weinfurter trying to shake and bake loose, top of the key jumper. Good look, he hits it. He has not had too many good looks here tonight. He's got 4 points. And the lead is 4. Here's Wolfel, far corner, Shuda. Hemmed in there, he's in trouble, dribbles out of it, gets it to Landon Snyder. Top of the key, Bracewell. Near side to Thurs. Thurs to Ian Shuda. Shuda works it near side, Thurs. Wolfel posts up inside on Howie. Now takes a step back, dribble, goes baseline in, knocked away, got it to Snyder. He thought about popping.